Anyway, so you got the Duke of Wellington 405 and Napoleon at 75. Let's just do World War II, and then we'll have demonstrated what you can do calibrating levels of consciousness. In political situations, diplomatic situations, I just want to show the various applications. So anyway, World War II, I just thought I'd do a little more extensive because that's such a highly studied war. You know, it's still on the History Channel very often. But you see the calibrations of the elements involved. You don't have to know the people. You know, this is all impersonal. I don't care what people's calibrations or calibrations things are. I really don't give a darn. What we want to do is, like a scientist, you want to examine it on these bacteria and write and describe them. And then once you've got all these bacteria described and counted in the number per square centimeter, then you test them out with antibiotics, you can tell what's going to cure this pneumonia. So you have to first have a correct diagnosis to arrive at truth. These are merely diagnoses of world-famous conditions, you see. So here we have, before World War II, we have a 185 signing a contract with a 45 and then being surprised that he didn't live up to it. And you had to pull in a 510 to save the world's butt. So Churchill was, and Roosevelt, of course, were the energy of integrity that says we will fight to the end. So like a lion chewing on his cigar, he was symbolic, you see. Then some people switched in the middle of the whole thing. And this guy went from this side to this side. He spilled the secrets of Los Alamos, and so then people that you would think maybe are suspect, Heisenberg, Wernher von Braun, etc., were integrous people. You see, General Rommel was 203. Kamikaze pilots were 390, very dedicated people. The Luftwaffe was honorable. Hirohito was right on the edge, 200. Yamamoto was doing his duty for his country. You see how interesting all that is. Then you see the consequences over here. The League of Nations was too weak to prevent the war. 185, it hasn't got the you-know-whats to make it happen. And the pacifists are in denial. Attack on Pearl Harbor was 45. Goebbels, 60. This is the guy that sold the youth the lie. Huh? So down here you see the worst of all the people. And this I thought I put in there for fun. Lord Haw-Haw. There was Lord Haw-Haw and Tokyo Rose. Were propagandists at the time. Lord Haw-Haw was a British turncoat. And he would broadcast anti-English propaganda for the Germans. Yeah. Okay, so that just shows you how we can analyze a political situation, all the people involved. You don't have to blow each other up to see how the game is going to work. What you have to do is diagnose it correctly.
It was so inspiring to hear Dr. Hawkins' description of how Sir Winston Churchill, calibrating at the level of 510, single-handedly saved the world from further destruction in World War II. As Dr. Hawkins progresses in this program, it becomes crystal clear that the power of one individual who resonates at a higher level of consciousness can have much greater impact on the world than thousands calibrating at lower levels. What might this mean to you then as you listen? Again, going back to choice. In every moment of every day, we each have a choice to live in power or live in force. Love, compassion, and grace must begin as a flame that we light within ourselves. Making the choice to fully embrace and love ourselves first and foremost, and then carrying that compassion beyond ourselves and into the world, is integral in this work. Take a moment to reflect on your current judgments. What are you punishing yourself for in your life? Where do you most judge yourself and others? Take note and remember, you can always choose differently. Now take some time to credit yourself for the instances when you have chosen power over force. Think back to situations where you felt you were in your authentic power. Feel into that experience and be willing to acknowledge yourself for the powerful choices that you've made. You have just taken further steps along your path of spiritual enlightenment.